Well, hello there. Welcome back to the Happy Healthy Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Christiana, and this is your go-to podcast for overcoming challenges and building a life full of health, happiness, and success. Together, we're working on building your best self and creating your happiness. Today's episode is actually all about one of the biggest things that holds us back, feeling stuck. You know that feeling, right? When you're trying to make progress, but it feels like you're just spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere. I know it's super frustrating, but here's the truth. Messiness creates momentum. I know that's right. Embracing the chaos and imperfection can actually be the very thing that helps you break free and move forward. By the end of today's episode, you will have a clear, actionable five-step plan that will help you get unstuck, stop overthinking, and start building real momentum in your life. So whether you're stuck in a career rut, struggling with personal goals, or just totally feeling overwhelmed, my five-step plan will guide you towards the progress you crave. So stick with me because I'm going to have something very special to share at the end of the episode, and that will help you take these steps even further. So with that, let's dive into today's episode. Step one. You have to acknowledge the mess. I know the first step is like super simple, but it's often the hardest, acknowledging the mess. We're all trying so hard to keep everything neat, tidy, perfect. But here's the truth. Life is messy. And the more we fight against that, the more stuck we actually feel. So instead of avoiding the mess or trying to ignore it, accept that it's there. Just say it out loud. This is super messy and that's okay. Why is this so important? Because once you acknowledge that the mess is there, that messiness is part of our process, you kind of free yourself against the pressure of perfection. You can actually start making moves without waiting for everything to be just right. Step two, break it down. Once you've not acknowledged the mess, the next step is to break it down. One of the biggest reasons we feel stuck is because the goal or task totally feels overwhelming. And there's so much to do and we don't even know where to start. But here's the solution. If you break down your really big goal into small, manageable pieces, I call them petite practices, then you can maybe do one thing and keep moving forward. For instance, if you're trying to launch a business or you're changing a habit, what's the first step? Maybe 5 minutes of doing some research or writing down your thoughts. And then the power of breaking things down into these micro steps or petite practices is that it makes feeling your progress more manageable. And no matter how small, you're gaining momentum. Step three, find your why. So let's talk a little bit about the heart of it all. If you find your why when you're stuck, it's totally easy to forget, why did you start this in the first place? So pause, ask yourself, why does it matter to me? If you reconnect with your deeper purpose, the reason behind your goal, it gives you energy. It reignites the spark that got you excited in the very first place. And that's something I really work on with people in my happiness collective. When we kind of think we align our why, everything shifts. Suddenly, obstacles don't feel impossible. And it's really about connecting the bigger picture, especially when things get super tough. Step four, take imperfect action. So this is the step where the magic happens, taking imperfect action. I can't emphasize this enough. So many of us wait for the perfect time, the perfect plan, the perfect conditions. And here's the secret, right? Perfection doesn't exist. The longer you wait for everything to line up perfectly, the longer you will stay stuck. Instead, you just have to take action, even if it's messy, even if it's not perfect. Just take the first step. The beautiful thing about imperfect action is that it creates momentum. Once you start moving, even if it's in small or petite practice ways, the next step will start to appear. So that's the good thing for me. For instance, when I wrote my book, How to Master Your Goals, the moment I stopped obsessing about every little single detail, then things just started flowing. I was like, all right, let's just get this done, right? Step five. Reflect and refine. So finally, now it's time to reflect and refine. you're taking action, but it's also important to check in with yourself. You have to kind of maybe look back and see what's working, what's not. Reflection is so important because it helps you refine the strategy and stay on track when things don't work out. So it's not just about constantly moving. It's also about pausing, taking a breath, and making adjustments as needed. Reflection also allows you to course correct and keep the momentum going. It's like a practice I talk about extensively in my book, How to Master Your Goals, because self-awareness is really what helps you achieve long-time success. So in my book, How to Master Your Goals, I really help you because I want that you reach that next level. So I laid out these 5 steps here today to help you get unstuck. And those 5 steps are: step 1, acknowledge the mess. Step 2, break it down. Step 3, find your why. Step 4, take imperfect action. And step 5, reflect and refine. So I would love to help you and provide more support in applying these steps and truly master your goals. And I totally have the thing for you. I got you covered, right? I would love for you to pick up my book, How to Master Your Goals. It's available on Amazon. And in the book, I really go deeper into each of the exercises that will help you put the steps into action. And for those of you that are ready, so they're like, let's just do this, Christiana, right? Hands-on support. I'm here. I would love to invite you to join my Happiness Collective, a super nurturing place where we work together to create action plans, keep each other accountable, and celebrate every bit of the progress, no matter how messy. So once you purchase the book, you can join the Happiness Collective for just $9 in your first month. So that's the perfect way to kickstart your journey with guidance and a community that gets it. All the details on the show notes, so be sure to check it out and grab your spot, because I can't wait to see you inside the Happiness Collective. With that, all right, friends, that's it for today. Remember, messiness creates momentum. Progress does not come from perfection. It just comes from action. And in today's episode, if that inspired you, be sure to check out my book, How to Master Your Goals. And don't forget about the special $9 membership offer for your first month in the Happiness Collective. You'll find all the links in the show notes. Until next time, stay messy, stay brave, and keep hustling forward toward your happiest, healthiest self. Thanks for tuning into the Happy Health, the Happy Healthy Hustle.